Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Today, we want to talk about the positive power of saying no inside your business. Say what? Yes, let's say it again. Today, we are going to talk about the positive power of saying no inside your business. When you realize that saying no will make you more productive in your business, you are going to be really excited. I know. Energetically, we want to stay away from the word no, except when it gives us and opens up space, guys, to give us more productivity, to give us more opportunity, to give us more positivity. Guys, the power of no is really important. I truly want you to fully grasp the fact that there's power in saying no to circumstances, people, events, errands, things like that. There really is, guys. So, Marty, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Right? So what do I mean? I want you to realize, guys, that in order for you to be able to truly say no to things inside your business, you must know your business goals and you must know your values. You must have a clear direction of where you want to be in 6 months. And where you want to be in 1 year, inside your business and professionally as well. Those are critical questions that sometimes we just overlook and we just think, okay, you know, I just want to be in a better place. But if you're not specific, guys, you won't make it happen. By that, I mean to say to you, I want you to answer this question. Where do you see your business 6 months from now? Where do you see your business 1 year from now? You see, we've already gone through a whole quarter, and let me ask you, from January till right now, how much more success have you had in your business in comparison to the last quarter of last year, 2020? I'm going to give you time to think about that. My other question is, what are you doing daily that is in alignment and taking you full step by step inside your business toward your business goals? Think about that, guys. My challenge to you today is for you to write down the tasks that you're doing inside your business for the next 10 days, and then decide by evaluating those tasks, you know, the list of tasks, if they were in alignment to the growth inside your business. Really critical for you to take a look at that. Now, I know sometimes we get lazy or we get so busy and we just don't want to do that. Marty, I hate homework, right? I mean, I used to hear it all the time being a professor. I hate homework. But you know what? The power of the homework is that it reevaluates things in your brain, guys. It's so critical for you to take this challenge, right? Write your tasks, guys. Write the tasks for the next 10 days of the things that you're doing inside your business. And then after those 10 days, take a look at those tasks and decide, yep, every single one of those tasks were taking me closer to my business goals. Nope, Those tasks were all over the place and they didn't give me focus and they didn't give me clarity and I wasn't organized. So you've got to be willing to look at the ugly. The ugly, because that's the ugly. I call it the ugly. You know, I want you to understand that you don't need to say yes to every client, to every family member, to every opportunity, to every errand. I want you to understand there's no reason to say yes if they're not going to help us stay in congruence with our business goals. Now, as we look at the first quarter of 2021, I'm going to ask you again, have you moved closer or further away from the goals that you set inside your business on January 1st, 2021? So, yes, have you moved closer? Have you moved closer or further away from those goals? Now, I want you to be honest. You're going to write all this down. I want you to be honest, guys, because you've got to be willing to do the ugly. I call it the ugly. Yes. Let's do it again. You got to be willing to do the ugly. Yes. Guys, let me quote one of my coaches who says, if what you're doing, you're looking at it, and if it ain't hell yes, then let me tell you, it's a hell no. Yep. And what I really want you to understand about this phrase is that if you are a true entrepreneur, one that is really intent on being in a better space or in a more financially better space 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 1 year from now, then this phrase, if it ain't hell yes, it's a hell no, is your mantra. Take a look at those tasks that I asked you to write for the next 10 days. You're going to look at them. Gonna look at them right here, guys. And you're gonna look at them and you're gonna say, okay, that was a hell no. I didn't need to do that. Check off. That was a hell yes. It moved me forward. You've got to be willing to do the ugly. Really. I'm here to remind you that you must continually ask yourself, is this activity moving my business and financial situation forward? If it's a hell yes, keep doing it. If it's a hell no, stop it. Stop it. And drop it like a pair of pants, guys. Drop it like a pair of pants right there, right? So, you know, then you choose the answer and you do that, guys. You do that. Let me tell you that I understand how tempting it is to think that we should say yes to everything, yes to everything, yes to our husband because of whatever you think, whatever loyalty, yes to our mom, yes to our brother, yes to our sister, yes to our kids, yes to everything that comes our way. And then we wonder why we're so drained at the end of the day, at the end of the week, and we have no energy to grow the business. And when we look at the business, we're like going like, why is it not growing? Because we're not willing to do the ugly. That's why. I want to ask you, are you willing to do the ugly? Because if you're willing to do the ugly, then you're going to really hone in on the positive power of saying no. And you're the only person that's going to advocate for you and your business. You know, everybody says, yes, I support you, but then they don't realize that they ask you to do things that aren't in support of you. And you think that you owe them a yes. You don't owe anybody a yes, guys. Trust me, you are going to be the only person who will advocate for your business. So that answer is got to go with their top five values. Is it integritous? Is it, you know, is it going to take you to where you need to go? Right? So now you've got to be willing to do the ugly. So think about your values and your goals. When you become very clear, then you will know whether or not you are taking right action. We always do this prayer thing. It's like, God, give me, show me the next step, show me the next step. But the next step is like, did you write down your goals? Do you know your top five values? Are you in alignment with where you want the business to go? And if the answer is a big resounding hell no, then baby, stop blaming the Lord. I'm gonna say, stop blaming the Lord, baby. Say no, listen to me carefully. Say no to the people who disrespect your time. Let me repeat myself. Say no to the people who disrespect your time. People that don't show up when they say they're going to show up. People that don't show up to a meeting. People that don't show up on time. People that make excuses for why they couldn't or wouldn't. Those are people that do not respect your time. You've got to say no to that. You've got to know your worth or your business won't grow. Say no to errands that you know aren't going to help you move your business forward. I mean, you can you there's Instacart. I use Instacart now all the time. I don't take the 2 hours I used to take to go shopping, guys. I don't do that because it's not making me money and it's not growing my business. I took that step because my coach said, listen, if you're calculating your time to drive there and then your time in there and then your drive back and then your drive to put everything away and you haven't made any money during those 2 to 3 hours, that's not working inside your business. So say no to errands. Say no to family chores. Get yourself a housekeeper. Tell him, Coach Marty said, I need a housekeeper. Coach Marty said, I need to do Instacart. Coach Marty said, I've got to make more time for my business, guys. You've got to stop doing chores and errands that leave you feeling depleted and with a sense of like, oh my gosh, I got so many things in my head, instead of excited. Think about how excited you get inside your business. It's extremely, extremely important that you understand that by saying no, you listen carefully. I'm going to say that by saying no, you will open your schedule, your life, and your heart and your energy to all the yes opportunities and open doors for the success that is waiting for you. Bam! I know, huh? Scared everybody. Bam! All right. That's what it is, guys. If you understand that by saying no, you will open up your schedule, your life, and say yes to opportunities and open doors for everything that's waiting for you. Remember, you can't say yes to something that's really great if you keep saying yes to all the junky stuff. If you keep saying yes to the ugly, you've got to do the ugly. You must know, guys, and listen to how passionate I'm getting. You must know with total clarity what no's and yeses will move the needle forward inside your business. Go with that. Stand in your worth, baby. Stand in your worth. The positive power of saying no is about standing in your worth, guys. So remember, Instacart is your friend. Somebody else cleaning your house and doing your laundry is more your friend because you can take the time to work, right? If you keep doing all these, if you keep doing all these things, you're telling the universe, you know what? I don't care if my business grows. It's okay. I really don't care because I got other things to do and I just want to stay scattered. That's what you're telling the universe. You've got to know your yeses and your noes, guys, right? Let the universe know that you're ready to make a good forward motion move and to be in a better space inside your business 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Instead of using reasons, justifications, and excuses for why things didn't get done, for why you didn't do that thing, for why you did, and that's all about your business. The positive power of saying no, guys. The positive power of saying no. All right, guys. Let me just say once again, I want to remind you that if you want to be in a community of entrepreneurial, like-minded peeps that is growing by the day, then drop in the comments below, yes, I want to move my business forward, and I will personally reach out to you, give you a few questions, and, you know, because somebody said, well, I want in that group. Well, the point is that that's a working group. So if you're going to go in that group, you're going to commit to moving forward daily. Now, that's an ugly that maybe we don't want to touch. But if you're ready to go, baby, I'm ready for you. I'm ready to be right there for you, your biggest cheerleader, your toughest, you know, your toughest ally and your coach to move you forward. So remember, in the comments, a big capital letters, yes, I want to move my business forward, and I will reach out to you and take you into that personalized, very private group, guys. As always, I want you to know that I'm here for you. This is Marty Angel, the Latina business coach. You can tell by my passion, signing off and wishing you the bestest day yet. Have a great day, guys. Namaste. Soundtrack.